知行英语。Listen and share.
Matt's food. Matt's food. Matt's food. Matt's food.The way I personally experienced them was, as I said, by just kind of feeling them. For the purpose of this story, you'll need to know that my friend Rob is tall and thin, and my friend Alec is short and well-built. Anyway, there were numerous times during the night when I felt Rob next to me. You know how if one of your friends, or someone built like one of your friends,is next to or behind you. You can tell? Well, I turned to say something to Rob only to find out he was nowhere near me. He would be all the way across the fire. Or, when we were leaving the woods, I could feel Alec right behind me, almost breathing over my shoulder. So I turned to ask him something and saw he was a good 30 feet behind me.That kind of crept me out. Add to it, the fact that the whole evening I have been very uncomfortable. I couldn't settle down. I just felt kind of out of place, almost unwanted. So that's my part. Here's what we collectively know about them. There are three of them. Two are short and muscular, like my friend Alec. The other is tall and thin like Rob.They are dressed in white gowns. Kind of shapeless, kind of generic, timeless gowns. They also wear some kind of hat or headpiece, almost like priests or something. Their eyes are glowing white. They work together. They don't like us.
正像我说的，我个人仅仅是感觉到这些灵异物的存在。为了更好地理解这个故事，你得先知道我的朋友 Rob 又瘦又高，而 Alec 个子不高，长得很壮实。那晚好几次我都感觉到 Rob 在我身边。你知道有朋友或是身形像自己朋友的人在身边的感觉吧？我转身要和 Rob 说话，却发现他根本不在我旁边，他或许正在篝火的另一头。当我们要离开森林的时候，我看到 Alec 就在我身后，就在我肩膀呼吸。我转过身想问他点事情，却看到他在离我足有30英尺的地方。这让我有点毛骨悚然，再加上那一整晚我都感觉不对劲，所以我无法平静下来。我感觉到极其不安，这就是我的个人经历。下边是我们全部人加起来对这些灵异物的了解。一共有3个鬼魂，其中2个像 Alec 似的又矮又壮，另外一个则像 Rob 一样又高又瘦。他们都穿不成型没商标古旧的白衣服，还戴着貌似帽子或者头盔的东西，看起来很像牧师。他们眼睛闪着白光，一起工作。他们不喜欢我们。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The way I personally experienced them was, as I said, by just kind of feeling them.
正像我说的。我个人仅仅是感觉到这些灵异物的存在。
For the purpose of this story, you'll need to know that my friend Rob is tall and thin, and my friend Alec is short and well-built.
为了更好地理解这个故事，你得先知道我的朋友 Rob 又瘦又高，而 Alec 个子不高，长得很壮实。Anyway, There were numerous times during the night when I felt Rob next to me.
那晚好几次我都感觉到 Rob 在我身边。
You know how if one of your friends or someone built like one of your friends is next to or behind you, you can tell?
你知道有朋友或是身形像自己朋友的人在身边的感觉吧。
Well, I turned to say something to Rob only to find out he was nowhere near me. He would be all the way across the fire.
我转身要和 Rob 说话，却发现他根本不在我旁边。他或许正在篝火的另一头。
Or when we were leaving the woods, I could feel Alec right behind me, almost breathing over my shoulder.
当我们要离开森林的时候，我看到 Alec 就在我身后，就在我肩旁呼吸。
So I turned to ask him something and saw he was a good 30 feet behind me.
我转过身想问他点事情，却看到他在离我足有30英尺的地方。
That kind of creeped me out. Add to it the fact that the whole evening I have been very uncomfortable.
这让我有点毛骨悚然，再加上那一整晚我都感觉不对劲。
I couldn't settle down. I just felt kind of out of place, almost unwanted.
所以我无法平静下来。我感觉到极其不安。
So that's my part. Here's what we collectively know about them.
这就是我的个人经历，下边是我们全部人加起来对这些灵异物的了解。
There are three of them. Two are short and muscular, like my friend Alec. The other is tall and thin, like Rob. They are dressed in white gowns.
一共有三个鬼魂，其中两个像 Alec 似的又矮又壮，另外一个则像 Rob 一样又高又瘦。
Kind of shapeless, kind of generic, timeless gowns.
他们都穿不成形，没商标，古旧的白衣服。
They also wear some kind of hat or headpiece, almost like priests or something.
还戴着貌似帽子或者头盔的东西，看起来很像牧师。
Their eyes are glowing white. They work together.They don't like us.
他们眼睛闪着白光，一起工作。他们不喜欢我们。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Well built. Built 可以是什么样的体型的？Well built 指的就是身强力壮的，比如我们可以说身材苗条的姑娘是 a slimly built girl. Only two 从字面上这个词的意思是只是，但其实它的意思远不止这么简单，它含有不料尽会，没想到会这样的意思。举例来说， She drove all the way to school only to find out that her son is already at home.
他开车去了学校，才知道他的儿子已经回到家了。
Good， 这里 good 可不是表示好，而是表示不少于、足足，有惊叹的含义在里面。It's a good 6 kilometers away from our university，
离我们学校足足有6公里远。
Creep out，creep 指的就是起鸡皮疙瘩，词组 creep out 意思就是毛骨悚然。我们也可以说 give somebody the creeps. 比如说 his ghost story made my flesh creep.
他的鬼怪故事使我汗毛直竖。
Kind of, 这个片语在我们这段文章当中出现了好几次。表示有几分在一定程度上，相当于 a little. 来看个例子。She looks kind of pale after her illness.
她病后面色有点苍白。在口语当中，我们常把这个词组简略为 kinda。
比如说 ，I am kind of blue today。
我今天心情有点不大好。
Out of place，
从词面上看，这个词就是不在地方，也就是不在适当的位置的意思。在这里，这个词组的意思是不对、不恰当。
例如 ，His words were kind of out of place。
他的话有点不恰当。
大家也可以想得到，这个字组的反义词就是 in place， 意思就是在适当的位置上，恰当的。比如说 I am afraid your proposal is not quite in place， 恐怕你的提案不太妥当。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。